Housing instability in Detroit is impacting students. That's according to survey data and interviews with Detroit parents analyzed by the University of Michigan's Poverty Solutions and Wayne State University's Detroit Partnership for Education Equity and Research, or Detroit PEER. The groups offer potential solutions for housing instability in a new policy brief. Jennifer Erb Downward is the Director of Housing Stability Programs and Policy Initiatives at U of M's Poverty Solutions. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that Detroit PEER found that 11-16% of school-aged children are experiencing homelessness in Detroit.
And that validates some previous research that had been done by the Detroit Metro Area Community Survey, which found that 16% of families with children had been evicted or forced to leave their home just in the last year. So what we know about the state of housing instability in Detroit is that it is very, very widespread. This is something that is impacting a lot of children and a lot of families. The other thing that we know about it is that this really is a very, very important educational issue. So when you start looking at the consequences of experiencing housing instability, you see that children are experiencing much higher levels of chronic absenteeism. This is across the state, but in Detroit specifically, if you look at the data, 90% of students who are identified as being homeless in Detroit Public Schools Community District were chronically absent in the last year of available data. So that means 90% of them were missing school at a level where it's known to be negatively impacting educational outcomes. We also see ongoing impacts in test scores, both among students who are currently homeless as well as students who are formerly homeless. And with all of this, I just want to reinforce that this is not because the children we are talking about are any less capable, right? This is because the situations that they're being exposed to in terms of their structural environment where they're living are not making it possible for them to fully participate in school. So we're basically denying them their right to an education.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like the housing instability is having a lot of different impacts on Detroit students. What are some potential solutions? What can be done?
So some of the innovations that we found that we think, you know, should be talked about and explored in Detroit, one of them is thinking about a moratorium on evictions during the school year for families with children. Now, this is something that's been done in Seattle, and they decided to implement this law after there was research that was conducted, similar to what we're finding in Detroit, that showed that children who are experiencing homelessness were really struggling more in school, and that unless housing stability was created for those students, that there was not going to be really, there weren't the resources that were needed to create that kind of change for kids, to give them an equal access and real opportunity to education. So the city moved forward and created a moratorium on evictions for families with children that matches the school year calendar. Obviously, that is not solving all evictions, but it does address the problem of chronic instability during the school year. Other things that, you know, really there is a lot of potential to think about. You know, right now in the city, on the books, if a unit is not up to compliance or they don't have their certificate of compliance, technically you don't have to pay rent. If you don't have a livable apartment, it is supposed to go in escrow, right? And technically, you know, the landlord should not be able to move forward with an eviction. However, that's not something that is actually usually followed. You know, you hear over and over again in the stories that parents are telling us about how they were in situations where they didn't have heat, they didn't have water. They would then try to withhold rent. They didn't realize they needed to put in an escrow or they didn't have access to an escrow account just in an effort to be trying to get back these basic services. But as a result, they would then be evicted. So if we were actually enforcing that piece of not allowing evictions to proceed, if there wasn't a certificate of compliance, you know, in that case, there would be more pressure to actually have more apartments up to code. We would see fewer evictions taking place as a result of these inadequate living conditions, and hopefully more pressure on really improving the quality of the housing that families are living in. There also are a number of things that could be done when we think about some of the ways that families are being pushed into ongoing practices that are economically exploitative. Often there will be, you know, these application fees where every time you had to apply, you'd apply again to a new apartment, never knowing if your application was even actually being considered at all, and that this was just a constant financial drain. Families also talked about apartments that they would be shown that the person showing them didn't actually own, and they'd lose deposits. So there's a real opportunity here to think about, and what some other cities have done is to require policies where, you know, if there's an application fee, if that tenant is not actually screened for the apartment, they get that fee back. So I think that's, you know, another piece that we really can be thinking about. What kind of protections could we be putting in place for families?
Why should somebody who's not facing eviction themselves, who's house stable, why should they care about this issue?
Even if you're housing stable, even if you're stably housed, this is impacting your kids at school too. And the reason is because what the research shows is that when you have classrooms where children are not able to attend regularly, once it crosses a certain threshold, that's not just affecting the students who can't attend regularly themselves, that's affecting all the students in the classroom, because the teacher is having to try to constantly make up for all the different days and pieces that someone might have missed. Everyone is trying really, really hard in this situation. You know, the kids who are missing school, they're trying to catch up. The kids who are always there are really trying to learn. The teachers are trying to do their best to, like, bring everybody together. But the research shows that when you have that kind of high rate of absence in school children in a classroom, that it's impacting everyone.
And anything you'd like to add?
When you start to talk to parents about what they are struggling with, what they're dealing with, all the choices that they have to make, all the parents really care about their kids getting to school. And trying to institute harsh consequences for families that are already really struggling is not going to get kids to school more. We need to figure out how we can provide the infrastructure that is needed so that kids have the stability and families have the stability that they need so that kids can actually get to school and learn.
Jennifer Erb Downward is the Director of Housing Stability Programs and Policy Initiatives at U of M's Poverty Solutions. She spoke with WDET's Laura Herberg.